Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 32. Tam Atmaja Drishtibir Antaratmana Duranta Bhava Parire Patim Nirudamapi Ashravad Ambunetrayor Vilajatinam Brikuvarya Vaiklavat Translation by Srila Prabhupada and purport. The insuperable ecstasy was so strong that the queens who were shy first embraced the Lord in the innermost recesses of their hearts. They then embraced him visually, and then they sent their sons to embrace him, which is equal to personal embracing. But, O chief amongst the Brigus, though they tried to restrain their feelings, they inadvertently shed tears. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although due to feminine shyness, there were many hindrances to embracing the dear Lord, the dear husband, Lord Sri Krishna, the queens performed that act by seeing him, by putting him in the core of their hearts, and by sending their sons to embrace him. Still, the act remained unfinished, and tears rolled down their cheeks despite all endeavors to check them. One indirectly embraces the husband by sending the son to embrace him because the son is developed as part of the mother's body. The embrace of the son is not exactly the embrace of husband and wife from the sexual point of view, but the embrace is satisfaction from the affectionate point of view. The embrace of the eyes is more effective in the conjugal relationship. And thus, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is nothing wrong in such an exchange of feeling between husband and wife. Well, this is an amazingly revealing purport, because it begins to give us an idea of the spiritual sexual experience. It's not based on plumbing as the material sexual embraces. It's based on very profound feelings of love expressed through the eyes and through internally transmitting love through the heart and embracing through proxies like the sun. So therefore, Prabhupada says, the embrace of the sun is not exactly the embrace of husband and wife from the sexual point of view, but the embrace is satisfaction from the affectionate point of view. So, you see, there's a difference between physical, material embrace, which might be called a sexual embrace, and the embracing of a pure affection. That's something we have to meditate on and think about, because there's a major difference between the two. And then Prabhupada says, the embrace of the eyes is more effective in the conjugal relation. And thus, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, there's nothing wrong in such an exchange of feeling between husband and wife. So now, let's think about this, talking about the embrace. So you spoke about previously the embrace of the sun. But now he's talking about the embrace of the eyes is more effective in the conjugal relationship. More effective than what? What is he referring to as being more effective? Is more effective than physical contact. Effective in what sense? Expressing pure love. This is a very profound purport. Prabhupada is giving hints about the superior form of, you might call it sexuality, but it's more than sexuality. It's a superior form of love. In the material world, sex is considered some kind of expression of love, but actually, it's a much higher expression of love through spiritually purified senses. There's a lot more to be said about this, but I'm not an expert on it, so I'm not going to attempt to go any further. But this is what is explained very much in depth by the Goswamis in their advanced literatures, that we should not publicly talk about, because it's very easy to go down a slippery slope from pure spiritual sexuality to mundane sexuality. So while we're not in the advanced stage of life where we have pure affection for Krishna, we should not talk about these things. Rather, we can accept Prabhupada's hints, as he's giving in this purport, and be satisfied with that and not try to expound it or write long books about this. It's already been done by the Goswamis, and we should be confident that one day when we have enough spiritual experience and purity of heart, we can read those more intimate books that are nowhere else in the history of the world. The Goswamis went way beyond anything that has ever been written before or noted down. And so this is a very wonderful purport, and we should be satisfied with it and try and enter into the mood of what's called here, it's called but the embrace is satisfaction from the affectionate point of view, and the embrace of the eyes is more effective in the conjugal relation. And thus, according to Srila Jiva Goswami, there is nothing wrong in such an exchange of feeling between husband and wife. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Are there any questions? Then thank you very much, and we'll continue again. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama.